The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Good morning. Welcome to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. I'm Dr. Howard Piper, or Dr. H, as Dr. Nair likes to call me, and Dr. Vijaya Nair is unfortunately not here today. She has some running around to do somewhere in New York City. Me living in Palm Springs, California, is kind of small, so there's not too much running around to do. So, Dr. Vijay, I love you, and we will connect next week. So, today you have all of me. Well, last week we had a great show, an absolute great show. John James, who wrote the Grief Handbook Recovery book, which actually he's going to be on again, I believe, December 23rd, which, again, is a Wednesday morning. And he wrote a book called When Children Grieve. Very, very powerful book. I was very impressed by the lineage of that he talked about when he originally, you know, got connected with his lack of grieving process on the losses that he's had through the years. And John and I have made a nice connection because I'm also a Vietnam vet too, and part of that lineage that he wrote about in the book is that he had to go through the grieving process during that time too. So us Vietnam vets, we have that stuff. A lot of vets. I remember when my dad was alive, we talked a lot about World War II and going through a lot of losses with that too. So actually when my dad was alive, he and I helped each other go through a lot of this stuff individually. So I have an awesome article. Of course, I always try to find something on the cutting edge, and that's what our show is all about. Get Your Life Hello, body, mind, spirit, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Be connected. Be balanced. It's a very, very powerful statement, and it can happen. So this is a pretty neat article. It's called The Relationship Between Anxiety and Hypoglycemia. When I first read this, I remember seeing Mel Brooks' movie, High Anxiety. I got kind of laughed on that. So here we go. The number of individuals suffering from anxiety has been on the rise for years. This is the most notable if you count the number of new prescriptions ordered per year for anti-anxiety drugs. Like any condition, there may be a multiple reason for anxiety or anxiety attacks. As a naturopathic doctor, as myself, you know, we take a look at that anxiety can stem from adrenal fatigue, food sensitivity, nutritional deficiencies, or can be related to hypoglycemia. Pretty interesting because there's millions and millions of people taking these medications for anxiety, and is it something that maybe could be like hypoglycemia, which is literally, you know, low blood sugar? So the article continues, hypoglycemia is a condition in which the blood sugar drops to a lower than normal level. Blood sugar rises when we eat and decreases at time lapse between meals. That's why a lot of people like to graze during the day. When we say graze, we're not talking about sugar or sweets, we're talking about protein. The symptoms of hypoglycemia are lightheadedness, dizziness, shaking, sweating, irritability, and nervousness. It sounds a lot like anxiety, doesn't it? After eating, these symptoms typically go away. That's probably the kicker right there. If we're eating something healthy and a lot of these symptoms go away, then it's not hypoglycemia. The most notable symptom is often uncontrollable irritability when feeling hungry or a few hours after eating. Most people have experienced this irritability at one point or another when hunger has gone on for too long. If this is a common occurrence along with other symptoms, it may mean that you are hypoglycemic. Being hypoglycemic can exacerbate or primarily cause feelings of anxiety because the feelings of anxiety can be exaggerated by normal hypoglycemic symptoms. This is interesting. I learned an acronym many, many years ago, and it's called HALT, Hungry, Angry, Lonely, Tired. So the thing is, don't be too hungry or too angry or too lonely or too tired. I find for me that when I can get one out of four, if I'm hungry, okay, then, you know, I need to take care of myself. If I get hungry and tired, the cranky little kid inside, Dr. H, really, really comes out and ends up having a temper tantrum. So I have to watch that I don't get too hungry or too tired. Or if I get hungry and I get tired, then I become angry. So now I have three out of four of the HALT. So then I need to take care of myself. So when a person feels anxiety on a frequent basis daily, we're talking about, we need to take a look at the diet and other questions to see if it's related to low blood sugar or not. Now, here's some symptoms we can take a look at. Drops in blood sugar are often mistaken by psychological anxiety under the following conditions. Feelings of anxiety appear only at certain times of the day. The person does not eat on a regular scheduled basis. The diet consists of too many carbs without adequate protein. The person is also shaky when they have anxiety. This can mean that the drops in blood sugar are being mistaken for anxiety or simply exacerbating underlying feelings of anxiety. There's also a correlation with hypoglycemia, anxiety, and people who smoke and or have a higher than average desire for alcohol. It's pretty interesting. I want to go back to the diet consists of too many carbs without adequate protein. A number of years ago, I was doing a book signing on my book, The ADD and ADHD Diet book, in Barnes & Noble. I believe it was back in Florida, Miami, Florida. And there was a new book called The Carb Addict. And I don't know about you guys, but I know whenever I go into a bookstore, and it's literally like a book jumps right out into my lap. Okay, Howard, you need to read this book. And the Carbohydrate Addict book, this literally jumped out. This is before I was giving my lecture. I was waiting for people to, you know, have a seat and relax and do my thing. Started reading the book, and I go, yes, 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 yes. So it's so easy for us to become the carbohydrate addict, and we need to work on that and take a look. Starches convert to sugar, and carbohydrate starches, complex carbohydrate starches convert to sugar. I'm going to say that two or three times because a lot of people don't understand. Rice, potatoes, grains, cereals, breads convert to sugar. And if we're eating too much of that, okay, this is one of the bigger problems of obesity today between the processed foods and the complex carbohydrates. This can create a huge, huge problem. So now we need to come to the solutions. I'm doing all these exciting things, and people are saying, is it high anxiety or is it low blood sugar? To treat anxiety caused or worsened by hypoglycemia, this is what we were talking about earlier, you first need to begin with regular scheduled meals and snacks. Begin with eating a protein-rich breakfast every day. How interesting. Wow, the farmers, as they still do it today or not, but maybe a couple hundred years ago, the farmers started off with a high-protein meal. Pretty interesting. Schedule a protein-rich snack every 2 hours between meals. This is what I was talking about, grazing. Meals should be eaten every 4 or 5 hours with snacks every 2 or 3 hours in between. Now, boys and girls, we're not talking about snacks like cookies and cupcakes. We're talking about maybe a piece of fruit. How's that? Eating light for hypoglycemia does not mean taking more calories or eating more food. It means eating smarter for your particular body. This is cool. Can you imagine how many people can actually get off possibility of their anti-anxiety medication by eating healthy? Nutrition and diet really play a huge, huge effect. In a lot of the books that I've written, I really believe there's a connection between the body and the mind. And if things are going on with us emotionally and or mentally, okay, there could be a connection with the foods that we're eating, exercising, taking care of our body. So we got a couple minutes before our break, but this is really, really going to be a cool rest of the hour because this guy has got the book of the century. It's called Clutter Busting, and before I introduce Brooks, I want to read the back of his book because this is so great. Brooks and I did an interview with Brooks, I guess about three or four months ago on another show that I had, and I loved it because it made people squirm, and it made people think, and I will share, I'll even tell him myself after a while when Brooks and I are talking. Piles of junk in garages and closets, overflowing papers on desks, items unused for years, masses of unanswered mail, clothing never worn, useless gifts that collect dust. Is everybody checking this off? All these things, says Brooks Palmer, come weighed with shame and guilt and have a suffocating effect on a spirit and soul. Brooks, are you there?
I'm Howard. Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Hello to everybody out there.
How's Chicago doing?
That's great. It's very sunny and hot, you know.
Well, the Cubbies won last night, didn't they?
I don't know. I'll have to check. Yeah.
I think they did. I think that's what makes Chicago feel a little better when the Cubs win. So, but this is not a sports show, even though I'm a real avid baseball fan and football fan.
Yeah.
All right, so my dear friend, why the book?
Why the book? Well, I started doing cloudbusting about 10 years ago, and all these amazing stories would happen, and I would tell my friends about it, and they loved the stories. And then, you know, I'd go to parties, and people would start asking me what I did, and then all of a sudden, you know, I would tell the stories, and everybody would get really quiet and listen to them. And then people started saying, you know, you should write a book about this, because it was very inspiring, and it was, you know, it was an area that hadn't really been touched on in the way that I do, in the way that I talk about it. So I started writing the book, you know, and, you know, everything really just took off. And I've been going around doing a lot of talks, and people are really enjoying how much kindness is in the book, because, you know, a lot of times when people try to make changes in their life, they can be harsh on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they learned it, you know, from school or from their folks or just from society in general. You know, like you have to beat yourself up to make yourself, you know, like a horse whipping in a way. And you know, when I would work with people, I could hear them be really hard on themselves. Like, God, I can't believe I've been living like this. You know, what's wrong with me? And so I really felt the need to bring kindness into the process of letting go. And because it becomes much more effective that way. You know, I work that way when I work with people, and I understand that they're stuck and it's not their fault. You know, we're trained to acquire things, to constantly acquire stuff, but we're not trained to let go. And so in order to make a change, you know, because we're hypnotized to think, you know, things are going to make us happy, to go the other way requires a much kinder approach. And that allows recognition to come in. And then people start to see, like, yeah, I don't like that sofa, you know, or I don't like that shirt that I've had in my closet for 8 years, you know. And, you know, down the line, it's like suddenly people wake up and then they see what's important to them and what isn't. And the great thing about seeing what is it and by letting it go is it really allows people to enjoy the things that are important to them now, you know, and then that's an amazing gift to give yourself.
Well, what I love about your book, a bunch of different things, but one of the things I love about it is that you do like a psychological connection to this. So it's not just the physical of actually letting go. You sit with the people in a very, very gentle way. Clutter Busting, Letting Go of What's Holding You Back by Brooks Palmer. We're almost ready to go to a break. One quick thing, how can people order this book? Because I would love everybody to get a copy. This needs to be almost near the Bible. This is how powerful this book is.
Well, this book is available at Borders and Barnes & Noble, and also people can go to Amazon.com and order it from there.
Okay, great. Let's hang on to Brooks Palmer, Clutter Busting. We'll be right back with It's Your Life, Hello.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. H, Dr. Howard Piper. Again, Dr. Vijay, Dr. Nair is unavailable today. So she gives her love to everybody, and she's let me fly solo. And this is really cool because, you know, Brooks and I have talked before on another show. The book is called Clutter Busting, Letting Go of What's Holding You Back. And boys and girls, if you have questions, now's the time to call because Brooks can really answer a lot of questions. Before we go on, I got to tell a couple things. One, is, and I shared this with Brooks before, I'm not a stuff person. You know, George Carlin talks about how we build a house around our stuff. Excuse me. I am not a stuff person. And I had somebody on a show one time, and they were doing feng shui, which is showing the flow of the energy in and out of the house and all the other different things. And I said, well, I'm doing all these things, but I never knew it was called feng shui because I don't have that much stuff. So after reading Brooks's book and then had him on the show, and we'll touch a couple of things about this in a few minutes, he talks about how, you know, we don't need to have the stuff in the house, but let's look in the garage. So here I am, Mr. Fancy Fancy, thinking, you know, I don't have that much stuff, and I go in the garage after reading the book and have him on the show, and I go, uh-oh, so what have I done? I've moved because I'm proud of myself, I don't have stuff. And where's the stuff? It's in the garage. And we had moved from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we had a lot of Southwest, I call them artifacts and whatnot, furniture and mirrors, and I had them in the garage. So I said, okay, I need to just let these go, let them go. So now my garage is not that much cluttered. So, Brooks, going back, because this is your baby now, the first chapter, you are sacred, your things are not.
Yes. It's a good title, huh? It was very,
yeah.
It kind of sums that
tells the whole book right there. You are sacred. Your things are not. We are such a materialistic world. Enlighten us, my friend.
Yes. Well, I found by working with people that that they were living like in a trash can. You know, they had so much stuff, and a lot of the stuff they weren't using, or a lot of the stuff wasn't even part of their life anymore. You know, upon, you know, going through the introspective process, they started seeing like, I don't need this. So people were living amidst a lot of stuff that just didn't fit them anymore, you know, physically or emotionally, you know. And so what I found is as people were letting things go, they felt better. They just felt so much better. And they weren't bringing anything new in, you know. They're just like all these distractions. These things that were, you know, kind of bleeding them dry, in a sense. And so what happened was they became that much happier, that much brighter. I mean, you could see it in their face. They looked younger, and they had more clarity and color in their face and in their presence. And so, you know, they rose above their stuff. They came back. And the reason people buy stuff and bring things into their life is to get that feeling, you know, to get that feeling that, you know, our essential nature is present with us, you know, without having to think about it like, you know, I'm my essential nature. It's just, it's a natural rising of joy and happiness, not based on anything. And so, you know, it's an amazing experience for people to go through it. And it's profound because when you have that experience, you tend to protect your place after that. You know, you want to nurture that feeling and because you realize how special you are and your things, you know, like the George Carlin thing, you know, building a home to, you know, the place to put your stuff in.
Right.
Versus a home where you are the essential element in the house and everything is there to serve you, you know, make you happier, make your life easier. And so that's the basis of where that came from.
You have another chapter. Clutter keeps us living in the past. Do I know people that have their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, you know, if it's an antique or something like that, something special, or if it's worth a lot of money, you know, I can see. But I know a lot of people that live in the past with their stuff.
Yeah, and again, like, I have a lot of compassion for people in that situation because, you know, they're taught, like, oh, you need to hang on to this because this comes from, you know, from whomever. You know, and people say that, like, you know, I'll ask them, do you like this? No, I don't. Can we let it go? I can't. Why? Well, it's from my grandfather, you know. And they don't like it oftentimes, and they feel compelled to hang on to it. Like something bad's going to happen or somebody's going to think badly about them or who knows? It's like an undiscovered, I mean, it's not really looked into, that feeling. It's more of like there's a fear behind it. I don't want to talk about it. And, you know, I really feel that if that relative who passed away was there with you and you asked them, they'd say, look, you know, enjoy your space. I'm no longer around, you know. You don't need to have this thing. If you don't like this thing, let it go. And then, again, that brings compassion back to yourself. It's really important for you to enjoy your home because, you know, we can't control things out in the world. You know, there's lots of people and you know, we have to kind of share the world, but when we're at home and we're in our space, we can decide what's there and what's not, and we can make our lives really nice at home, which makes us that much more effective and happy when we go out into the world because we're more rested and we're more peaceful. So, you know, living in the past, and again, you know, I think also, too, people get overwhelmed and, you know, with so many things going on in their lives and in the world. So when they're, you know, sometimes they'll have things that remind them of the past, like all over the place. And it's a way of kind of like, it's almost like a drug. It's like going away, going back into the past, but not really because it's going back into the ideas of the past.
Well, maybe, let's give me, Rex, maybe because like what John James talked last week in grieving, maybe for some people, this is this all or nothing thing. Maybe for some people, they need to have some sort of material thing, a tangible thing to hang on so while they can do the grieving process. And I've had friends of mine that have done that, and that when they get to the place of acceptance and they get to the place of letting go, which is your book, then they can let go of that piece of object.
Yeah, and I should probably say, like, these are all ideas, so it's like it's good to take a look at your own things and make your own decisions. And if something makes you happy and you really enjoy it, then it's part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it does help you with grieving, it's great. It's like that's fantastic because it's making your life better, you know. And so that's really what it comes down to. Is this making me happy or not? And if it does, that's great. Hang on to it and enjoy it.
Sure.
And if it doesn't, you can let it go.
There's the other chapter, because I want to save the big chapter for when we go into the third section, because I don't want to interrupt you with this one. The clutter represents fear of change. I've known people. I remember a guy one time when I was living in Charleston, South Carolina. I went to visit him, and he didn't collect. He just had thousands and thousands of CDs of whether it was self-help, whether it was music or whatever like that. And this was his comfort zone, and he had racks and thousands of CDs. It was all over the house, and you walked around magazines that had to do with music and entertainment. And it's like, wow, you know, what's the deal? And he said, well, I can't get rid of this. This is my comfort zone.
Yeah. Well, there's not much you can do if somebody doesn't want to get rid of something, you know. But I do suggest looking at, you know, for people to look at their own things
mm-hmm.
and decide again if this is making you happy now or not. And sometimes I'll be going through something with somebody, and I'll hold it up and I'll ask them, I'll say, what about this? And they'll get this kind of lost look in their eyes, you know, like they're kind of faded away.
Mm-hmm.
Light goes out of their eyes, and they look really tired. And I'll ask them about it, and there's a resistance to letting it go because they're not using it anymore, you know. And, for instance, there was this guy, he had a waterfall machine on his desk, and it's supposed to make people relax, you know. But I had my clutter radar went off, and I said, I said, what about this, you know. And he instantly looks pale. And his face looks kind of bloated, and he leans to the side, and he kind of holds his stomach. It makes a sound like, oh, you know. And I said, does it work? And he goes, no. And we plugged it in, and it made this grinding sound. It was like gears were grinding in it. Water wasn't flowing. And I said, can it be fixed? And he said, no. I said, well, let's let it go then. And he goes, I can't.
Mm.
And I said, I said, who gave it to you? You know, and then he looks even more ill. And then he said that it was given to him by this woman that he used to live with. And she had broken up with him, and he had a complete nervous and physical breakdown. And he couldn't get out of bed for 3 months, he said, you know. And so here was this thing from the past, you know. Even though it had a debilitating effect on him, there were some things that he was clinging on to, probably some high points, you know, from the relationship. But it sounded, from what he told me, it sounded like a really difficult relationship. And I said, you want the influence of that in your, you know, in your space? And he goes, I don't want to talk about it. You know, he became very protective of it. And there was this deep emotional attachment to it. So this guy is married, you know, and he'd been telling me all these stories about these horrible relationships that he had. Now he had a really great wife, and he had a son who was like less than a year old. And, you know, I met his wife. She's really nice and friendly. So I said, well, I guess you're going to get divorced, right? And he goes, what are you talking about? And I said, if you keep something like this, that is this really intense reminder from the past of something that was really a terrible time of your life, you're going to look at it every day. It's going to sink into you and resonate with you in those same kind of feelings that you're feeling right now, all that ill feeling that you're having, it, you know, that you're going to take a dose of that every single day, it's going to affect your marriage. You're like a crack on a windshield is just going to spread.
Okay.
And
let's hold that thought, Brooks. We got one to come back after answers pay for us. Oh, hello, with Brooks.
Yeah.
We're back.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you.
Voice America presents the Green Talk Network.
Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. H, Dr. Howard Piper. Again, Dr. VJ, Dr. Nair is preoccupied for today, and so I'm flying solo. And we have a caller, but Tim, from our caller, let's hold on for a couple seconds because, Brooke, and I apologize, those darn sponsors, we have to have those son of the guns to have their commercials and everything because we interrupted you or I interrupted you right in the middle of the story. So go ahead and finish that story, and then we'll bring Tim on.
Sure, absolutely. Well, this guy who had the waterfall, he realized all of a sudden he had this moment of clarity in his eyes. Like, yes, hanging on to this thing with that resonates so strongly from the past in a negative way was destroying his life, and so he threw it out. He let it go, and it had a dramatic effect on his relationship with his wife. He got along with her so much better. You know, and he commented on that, and I said, "Yeah, because you've gotten rid of this thing." I mean, that's how debilitating clutter is. You're used to it being around, but once it goes, there's this peace of mind that really becomes profound in your life. So
I felt that. So I'm an eyewitness. I felt that. Okay, let's bring Tim in. Tim, how you doing? Is Tim still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. What's your question, my friend?
Yeah, I have a question about I was just flipping around, surfing around the internet, and I just came across this show. And is your name Dr. Hate?
No, actually, it's Dr. Love, but you can call me Dr. H.
Dr. H. Oh, great. Okay, well, this is a great show, and it's about health and wellness because I thought it was about sports. And I really have no, because I live here in the desert Southwest. There are a lot of golf courses, and these guys are all, you know, guys my age, and they're standing around talking about their swing and their sports scores. And you started talking about sports, and then I got really interested in what you were talking about.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And is Brooks Palmer a doctor?
No.
No. So you wrote this book, and tell me about your background, would you, please? Because I'm really fascinated by this subject.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I've been very intuitive since I was a little kid,
really?
So I had a strong sense about things that have proved to be, you know, true over time, so I was able to help a lot of friends out with difficulties and problems because I could sense the source, you know, the heart of the matter, what was going on.
Really?
And so I became intrigued with how the mind works and how, you know, psychology and thinking work in people. And so, you know, I did my own research on it. And And I also learned to meditate when I was in college. And so, you know, that just enhanced the intuitive aspect. And so I helped people let go of clutter. Like, I helped friends let go of clutter for a number of years. And it was very effective for them. And they suggest they do it as a living. And so I put out flyers, and people just started calling me right away. And it took off.
Wow. And where are you located?
I live in Chicago, and I travel around the country to work with clients.
I see.
So, Tim, do you have a personal question you want to ask?
Well, you know, I linked over to Brooks Palmer's website, and I saw a cartoon that sort of hit home with me, and it said the store was closed, so I went home and hugged myself. And the inscription on there was Brooks. Is that your artwork?
Yeah, I draw cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was... Yeah, if the store is closed, you could actually go home and hug yourself rather than trying to buy something somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's
I'm really glad you brought that point up, because a lot of times people will go shopping to feel better. You know?
Exactly.
And we're encouraged to shop. It's like you see commercials and they go, you know, are you feeling horrible, or you have all these problems? Well, if you get this thing, you're going to feel better, you know? And people do. They do feel better for like, a day, you know, a couple hours or a week at the most, and then they go back to feeling depressed or sad again. And it's a relentless loop, you know, of bringing things in to try to feel better, and it's very temporary and short-lived. And so I'm encouraging people to, you know, to see that pattern and to break it and really and take care of themselves, you know, and nurture themselves again.
And I heard you say that you actually go through people's homes with them hold up things and say, what about this? I was very interested in the way you described the expression on their face when you said it was sadness and they got drained and tired looking.
Yeah, it's really dramatic. You know, I'll be sitting with somebody and they'll look kind of neutral, and then I'll hold something up and ask them, and you could see that something is clutter for somebody just by their reaction to it. And I talk about it in the book. And if you're listening, it's like you can tell when you're going through something, all of a sudden you start to feel really tired. You don't want to do it anymore.
Right, right.
You start to have a lot of negative thoughts, you know, and then, you know, that's a sign of that thing being clutter. It's like,
Tim,
I had to cut you off. I have somebody else coming in with an email. So, Brooks, tell Tim how he can get your book.
Right. You can go on Amazon.com, you know, type in Brooks Palmer or Clutter Busting, Letting Go of What's Holding You Back.
Great, through Amazon. And then you're going to be traveling. I want to do a little plug before I do this email question.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Seattle this week. And on Friday, I'm going to be on King TV at 8:45 in the morning. It's an NBC affiliate in Seattle. And then that evening at 6:30, I'm going to be at Third Place Books, signing copies of the book and giving a Clutter Busting seminar. And that's in Lake Forest Park, just north of Seattle, Third Place Books.
Okay, we have a few more minutes before a commercial, but I have an email from Diana from New Mexico, and her question is, which actually is pretty interesting because it's going to lead to what I want to talk about in a few minutes, but we might have to talk about it now. She thinks that she's become addicted to her stuff. Is that a possibility? I know we can become addicted to people, place, and things, which is called codependency. We can be addicted to alcohol and drugs, which is chemical dependency. Can be addicted to stuff?
Well, yeah, stuff in general. I mean, stuff can be very much like a drug because there's that experience of I'm not feeling very good. I get this thing. I get excited when I get this thing. I get this elated feeling. And then just like a drug, that feeling goes away. Mm-hmm. And then you want the feeling to come back again. So you purchase something, you know, or you don't have to purchase something. You could bring somebody into your life. Or you could take up an activity that doesn't suit you, you know, that doesn't enhance you, make you feel like yourself. So,
filling a void. Are you saying it's filling a void?
Yeah, basically. Well, the void is the pain that the person's feeling, and it's a real natural thing to, you know, if you're in pain, to want to feel better. But the problem is we get tricked into thinking that, oh, if I only had this thing, I would feel better. You know, that it's a rationalization. It's like, if I can have this, I'm going to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, and you can look at your own experience, when you really, really wanted something and you got it, and it was really exciting when you got it. It was, you know, this tangible feeling, yes. And then it slowly goes away. And then you feel like you did before. And you know, it's like kids. Kids really want a toy. You can see it in them dramatically. They want this toy. They beg for it. They get the toy. They're so excited. They play with it, and then they're like, on to the next toy.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you're saying that, because the little kid in me wants all these toys. And I've learned an affirmation, I want what I want, but do I need it? And then sometimes I say, yeah, I do want this. If I go through, I want what I want, but do I need it? All of a sudden, most of the time, I'll say, no, I don't need it. Sometimes, you know, I want it.
Well, again, it's not putting things down. You can really enjoy, you know, things in your life. And but it's watching the process happen in you. It's like, oh yeah, I have to have this. Feeling that I need this to feel happy, you know. Like, I've got a guitar, and I've had the guitar for about 3 years, and I really enjoy it. You know, it's a part of my life. And so that wouldn't be clutter. It's like, okay, the guitar, it's nice, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the other day, I had this fan that had been sitting in my apartment, and I wasn't using it, and it looked really nice. It was just, I wasn't using it. So I thought, all right, I'll let it go. And I put it out on, you know, the alley behind my house, and someone picked it up. So it's like, it's differentiating between what serves you and what doesn't.
Which brings a good point, because we have a couple minutes before a break. How do we let go? What do we do? I love what you say in the book, and so I'm not going to say a word. Share with the listeners how we are supposed to let go with this materialistic stuff. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, the book goes into it in much greater detail. Right now I'm trying to say as much as I can to give you a gist of it, you know. But just by our talking today and just hearing us talk about things, it starts making you think, like, okay, what is important in my life and what isn't? You know, what is and what isn't? And so you can have this sort of discerning eye. Even if you're sitting in your living room right now or your kitchen, you can glance around the room and look around and just see if there's anything that that you're just not using anymore. You know, I was working with someone the other day, and they had this big coffee machine, like espresso machine, on their kitchen counter, you know, and huge, and it was really shiny and
sure
and bright. And I asked him about it. I said, "Do you use this?" And he got this really puzzled look on his face, because, you know, there was this realization that came over him, and he was like, "No, actually, I don't." He goes, "His brother-in-law had given it to him, you know, as a present, but he wasn't using it, you know, so he was kind of intimidated to toss it out because." Obviously, it costs a lot of money, and he's worried about how his brother-in-law would react, but it wasn't for him. You know, he just really doesn't drink espresso, and it took up a huge amount of space, and he was hanging on to it. And so when he realized, like, no, I'm really not using this, I said, well, can we let it go? And he thought about it, and he goes, yeah. So we brought it to a charity place, and but he seemed so relieved to become aware of that.
Wow.
And to let it go, and that's a real true relief to get rid of these things that when you recognize, because it's your recognition. Like, I never tell my clients that's clutter,
mm-hmm.
and nobody else can tell you that's clutter, but you can.
Yeah, let's hold on to that thought, because I want to wrap it up in a few minutes. We have more information on Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. H and Brooks Palmer, clutter busting, letting go of what's holding us back, not just you, but us back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVA supplements.org. or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello. And this is Dr. Howard Piper, Dr. H, talking with Brooks Palmer. I believe this is a best-selling book, and I hope you get it there one day, because I know it'll be very close. Clutter Busting, Letting Go of What's Holding You and I Back. I'm just putting the "and I" just to remind myself. First of all, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can email me, which is brooks@clutterbusting.com. That's with an ing, all one word. And then go to the website, clutterbusting.com, and look at videos and read some really cool stuff. And then my email is there, too.
Okay. And the availability is through Amazon, Barnes & Noble?
I'm sorry?
Your availability for people to purchase your book, they can go on Amazon and or Barnes & Noble and or...
Or Borders, yeah. They all have it. And the book is... It's really special. I've been getting a lot of people, contacting me and telling me how they've been able to really take an honest look at their stuff and make some real changes in their life in a real easy way without feeling forced to do that. And I'm here to encourage people to do that with their lives, so they can enjoy their lives right now.
And you do it in a very gentle way. I really admire that. It's not like you come in here like gangbusters and say, okay, here comes the steam shovel. We're just going to push all your clothes and push everything out the door. You sit down with people and you talk to them. And that's so, so important for people to be relaxed. I had asked you this question before we went to the break, and so I'm going to bring you back again. How do we let go of this? Let's talk about the materialistic stuff. How do we let go of this? Do I put on eBay, like the guy with the coffee machine, do I put on eBay and hope that it sells the next 2-3 years and it's still sitting there? What are your suggestions?
Well, basically, I suggest once you see something's clutter, like if it's stuff that cannot be donated, then throw it in the trash can. If it's recyclable, put it in the recycling bin. Sometimes I'll find something and I'll ask somebody and I'll say, what about this? And they go, they don't like it anymore. I said, well, can we let it go? And they go, no. I said, why? And they go, well, because it costs too much, And they'll be, still attached because of what they paid for it, even though they're not using it anymore. And then sometimes I'll get them to go, all right, well, they'll try to sell it on eBay, or Craigslist, or, But what ends up happening is they tend to not go on eBay or Craigslist. You know, that holding on is still occurring in them, because unless somebody really likes to do eBay or Craigslist and they get a pleasure out of it, I really recommend just taking it down to the charity and getting it out of your house, because your life will dramatically change with that thing no longer being there. And that's what it's all about. It's about your feeling better right away, like right now. And to delay that is really delaying, you know, joy. So I'm encouraging for people to do what's going to make them feel good right now.
Maybe I'm enabling people. I was just thinking, because when I read your book and I went to my garage, there was some stuff that I really didn't need, quote-unquote, didn't want, quote-unquote. And so what I would do, I would put it to the street over there, and then within half an hour, 45 minutes, you know, it was gone. So maybe I'm enabling other people to say,
No, that's not your responsibility, because somebody else is you know, if they pick it up off the street, that's their responsibility, and they might enjoy it, you know. It's not for you. So it's best that it goes. And I've done that with clients. I worked with this one guy. His couch had caved in, you know, and he still hung on to it. It was unfixable. So I said, well, let's take it outside. I said, let's let it go. And he goes, can we do that? I said, yeah, let's let it go. And we brought it out to the alley, and we left it there. And within an hour, it was gone.
Yeah.
Somebody had picked it up. And maybe somebody could repair it, you know, and fix it. But he wasn't living with that couch anymore, you know, and whatever debilitating effect that couch would have on him.
Now, we're talking about all this material stuff, this physical stuff, this tangible stuff. What about the clutter that's between our ears? You call it the mental clutter, and I love that, and I had to take a look at that, too. How do we deal with this? And can you come over and clean out between somebody's ears the mental clutter?
Yeah, in some ways. I mean, the book, there's a chapter about it, and it really goes into detail about different mental clutter in a really easy-to-understand way. But I was working with this woman a couple of days ago, and she kept up. We were working, and we were doing really well. And then every once in a while, this real critical voice would come in, like, God, I'm such an idiot. You know, I can't believe I couldn't get rid of this stuff on my own. I'm like, ah, oh, geez. And she just, you know, I brought her back to the clutter busting again, and then she was doing great. And then she went back into this critical voice, like her voice actually changed.
Wow.
And like she was imitating somebody. And, you know, and I pointed that out to her, that it looked like there was somebody inside of her punching away, you know, when she got really critical. And I pointed out that it didn't make her any better at letting go or being present. It just seemed to make her sick, you know. And she came back, you know, to the moment, and we kept working. And then she talked about her mom. She started talking about how her mom used to talk to her. And she talked in the voice of, you know, imitating her mom. And it was exactly the same sound as that critical voice, you know, that she was using to criticize herself. And I pointed that out to her, you know. And she was really floored, because she recognized what was happening. And, you know, that it sobered her up. It looked like, you know, somebody becoming, when they're drunk and then becoming instantly sober. That's what it looked like on her. And that was a recognition of a part of her behavior that was clutter, meaning it wasn't serving her. And a lot of people, a lot of my clients, they have this sort of negative talk that they do to themselves as a way to try to make change happen, and it never works. It seems like it works because you can feel it, you know, but you can also feel a whip on your back. And we're not slaves in our own homes. We're real people that have feelings that are, you know, that are actually, you know, fragile and sensitive in our own ways. And so recognizing the things that don't work, you know, the mental ways of thinking, and, you know, the harsh ways of thinking, like recognizing that happening, it starts to make it fade away.
So we can do a house cleaning physically, we can do a house cleaning emotionally and mentally, and we can do a house cleaning spiritually. We just have a couple minutes. I want to thank you very, very much for being on the show. Clutter Busting, Letting Go of What's Holding You Back by Brooks Palmer. everybody needs to read this. That way we can take a look at the things between our, or listen to the things between our ears and learn to quiet that voice, which I love the fact. And I'm very appreciative that you have a chapter on that, on the mental portion too, and emotional, and also on the physical. So you would be on our show again, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really thank everybody for listening. I mean, you're really doing a nice thing for yourselves by listening to a show like this and by listening to today's show and being open to the idea that that there's clutter in your life and you really want to let it go so you can feel better.
Thank you. And if you ever need an assistant, just give me a call. I love doing that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Howard. You're really doing a service for a lot of people.
Thank you. Take care now.
Bye.
So next week, interview with Matthew Fox. This guy is really cool. Excuse me. The book is called The Hidden Spirituality of Men. And we can say for women, too, so the ladies listen to it. Because even though it's for men, women can listen to it, too. And so for next week, until that time, I will say to everybody, if no one's told you that they love you, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.